low-end pressure, sub-pitch using resampling workflows in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old-school DNB vibes. Beginner-friendly, let's go. Today you're going to learn a workflow that feels super real in jungle. You make a clean sub, you commit it to audio, and then you do your pitch moves as if you're programming a sampler. That's a big part of why old-school low-end feels like pressure, not just a note. And quick mindset check. In jungle and early drum and bass, the sub isn't trying to show off melody. It's trying to lock to the break and push air in a way that makes the drums feel bigger. So we're going to focus on stability, timing, and that sampled repitch vibe. Alright, set up the project. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. I'm going to sit at 170. Drop an amen-ish break on an audio track and loop it for 8 bars. Any break is fine, but an amen-style loop makes the whole lesson make more sense because it's busy and you'll immediately hear whether your sub is stepping on the drums. Now we build the source sub. Create a MIDI track and name it SUB source. Load operator. Keep it simple. One oscillator, sine wave. Pull the level down a bit, around minus 6 dB, just to give yourself headroom from the start. Now make a MIDI clip for 8 bars. Use long notes at first so you can really hear the fundamental. For jungle-ish keys, notes like E1 through G1 are a sweet spot. Let's park on F1 as a home pitch for a second. That choose a home pitch first thing matters, because once you commit to audio, all your repitching is basically referencing that anchor note like a sampler would. Now shape the amp envelope so it behaves. Set the attack very short, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Enough to avoid a click but still punchy. Decay around 200 milliseconds is a good starting point. Sustain can be very low if you want short sub stabs. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. The goal is, no clicks and no giant tails that smear into the next note. Teacher tip. If your bass line is going to be rolling, shorter notes often feel better than you think. The break provides constant motion. The sub should breathe with it. Now we clean and tighten the sub. On sub source, at EQ8, don't high pass the sub. You want the fundamental. But if the sound has boxiness or weird cardboard tone, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz, just a couple dB. Add saturator next, but be subtle. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive like 1 to 3 dB. Turn soft clip on, and match the output so it's not just louder. The reason we do this is translation. A pure sine can vanish on smaller speakers. A touch of harmonics helps the sub be felt, and also slightly heard without turning it into fuzz. Then add utility and keep the sub mono. If there's one rule you remember, remember this. Wide sub is unstable on real systems. Mono sub is power. Okay, now we write a simple bass line, but with groove in mind. Make an 8-bar pattern. Keep it basic. For example, bar 1, half note on F1, then a quarter note on F1, then a quarter rest. Bar 2, half note on EB1, then half note on F1. Repeat that with tiny variations every couple bars. Now the jungle trick, placement. Instead of locking every note perfectly on the grid, nudge a couple bass notes a few milliseconds late, especially near the snare, so the snare crack owns that moment. Or use groove pool and try a light swing, like 54 to 58%. Subtle. We're not trying to make it shuffle like house. We're trying to make it roll. And here's a coach note that saves people ears. When your sub feels quieter even though the meter says it's loud, it's often kick and sub hitting at the exact same time, fighting for the same space. The fix is usually not turn up the sub. The fix is shorten the note, or move it slightly, so the drum transient gets its own lane. Now we commit it to audio. This is the heart of the lesson. Create a new audio track and name it SUB Resampled. Set its input to audio from sub source, and choose post effects so you're printing the tone you built. Arm SUB Resampled and record 8 bars while your loop plays. You can also freeze and flatten the MIDI track, but I like recording because it encourages multiple takes and variations. Old school mentality. Print versions, keep options. Now, very important. Warping and low end. Click your recorded sub clip. In the clip view, decide if you need warp. If you don't need time stretching, turn warp off. For subs, warp off often sounds cleanest and most solid. If you do need to warp because you're changing timing or stretching a clip, be careful. Complex Pro can work, but it can also add a watery texture in the lows. For sustained bass, sometimes tones mode is cleaner than you'd expect. The big rule is, if the sub suddenly sounds thin or swirly, suspect the warp mode first. Now the fun part. Pitch the resampled audio like a sampler. Duplicate the audio clip so you have little chunks across your 8 bars. Now instead of changing MIDI notes, you're going to change transpose per audio clip. Try a few musical moves. Keep one at 0 semitones. Then try minus 2. minus 5, and plus 3 on a couple hits. Keep it in a sensible range. Most of the time you want your sub living around D1 to G1. If you push too low, like down into A0 territory, it might feel huge on your meters, but disappear on many playback systems and destroy your headroom. Add tiny detune on a couple clips, like plus or minus 5 to 12 cents, just for that sampled, not perfectly identical feel. Don't overdo it. This is seasoning. Now do micro trims. This is where the groove tightens up more than any plugin. Trim clip ends so notes don't overlap. Overlap in the sub region is where mod and phase buildup happen fast. Add tiny fade outs, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, to avoid clicks while keeping the punch. Think of it like editing bass guitar. Clean note ends make the rhythm feel expensive. Optional nerd tip: if you want super consistent sub hits, zoom into the waveform and start your clips near a zero crossing. That reduces random first cycle thumps that can make the sub feel inconsistent from hit to hit. Now we do the print again trick. Create another audio track called SUB Print 2. Set its input to sub resampled. Post FX on sub resampled, add a light character chain. This is where you give it weight and glue. Put a saturator with a bit more drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB, soft clip on. Add EQ8, and if it's getting boomy, do a tiny dip around 120 to 180 Hz. Then add glue compressor very gently. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is not about smashing. This is about making the printed bass feel like it went through a mixer on the way to tape. Now record 8 bars onto SUB Print 2. You've just done staged resampling. Clean print first. Character print second. That's control. That's also a huge part of the old hardware vibe. Next, we lock the sub to the brick with jungle-friendly sidechain. On subprint 2, add a compressor with sidechain turned on. Choose the kick or the drum bus as the sidechain input. If your kick is buried inside a break and hard to isolate, make a ghost kick. A muted MIDI kick track hitting where you want the ducking to happen. Sidechain to that. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds so the transient isn't totally erased. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds, and adjust until the bass breathes with the groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of reduction when the drums hit. And here is a big stylistic point. You're not going for extreme EDM pumping. Jungle sidechain is often more like make space for the break than turn the bass into a trampoline. Now do a quick mono check. Drop a utility at the end temporarily, and hit mono. If the low end changes a lot, something's unstable. Usually it's stereo processing somewhere or overlapping notes causing phase weirdness. Fix it at the source, trim overlaps, keep the chain mono safe, and keep the sub clean. Now let's turn your 8 bars into a quick 32 bar vibe, because arrangement is part of the pressure. Bars 1 to 8, break plus sub, keep it simple. Bars 9 to 16, add a little drum layer like hats or a second break, and to add a couple pitched sub fills using your audio clip transpose. Bars 17 to 24, pull the sub out for one bar, like bar 24. That moment of absence is an inhale, and it makes the return feel louder without touching the fader. Bars 25 to 32, full drop again. For tension, do a brief plus 3 semitone stab, then return home. That sub absence trick is old school gold. DJs love it because the energy shift is obvious without being messy. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to dodge. Don't pitch too low and then wonder why it's weak. That's usually subsonic headroom waste. Don't let bass notes overlap in audio unless you want intentional chaos. Don't ignore warp artifacts. If it gets watery, test warp off. Don't saturate like crazy before you print the first time. Print clean, then print character. And don't keep stereo low end, mono sub, always. Optional upgrade if you want the bass to translate on small speakers without messing up the real sub. Make a mid layer. Duplicate SUB Print 2 to a new track. High pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. Distort that layer more with saturator or overdrive. Keep it quieter than you think, and let your clean sub do the real low lifting underneath. This gives you presence without wrecking the foundation. Now, a quick 15-minute practice you can do right after this lesson. Make a 4-bar loop at 170 with a break. Operator sign sub on SUB source. Write a bass line with only two notes, like F1 and Eb1. Resample to audio. Pitch the audio clips. Bar 1 at 0, bar 2 at minus 2, bar 3 at minus 5, bar 4 back to 0. Rear resample after light saturation. Side chain and adjust release until it breathes with the break. Your goal is simple. Even with a basic bass line, it should feel like it's rolling forward. like the low end is part of the groove, not just sitting under it. Recap, you made a clean sub source, cleaned it up, and kept it mono. You printed it to audio. You pitched audio clips for that classic sampler programmed feel. You printed again after gentle processing for weight and unity. And you used sidechain and micro trims to make the sub and break cooperate. If you tell me your BPM and what kind of break you're using, busy amen versus cleaner two-step, I can suggest a couple two-note pitch sets and a few clip-by-clip transpose ideas that stay heavy and don't vanish on real systems.